Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have Credit Union Lending Exchange's Kirk Kordolesky and Mike Tayarmina talking about the latest financial technology and what's going on with Credit Union Lending Exchange. So check it out. Today, we're talking about financial technology and getting the latest update on Credit Union Lending Exchange, or Kool-Aid as we're talking about. But let's what's the latest with financial technology and credit unions these days? I mean, this seems to be changing like by the minute these days.
I think it is changing by the minute, Mike. What we're seeing is the web implosion of the retail financial services marketplace. Really, the web implosion of retail operations across the country, across all forms of retail business. Whether it is, you know, how much is being purchased on Amazon versus in stores, same thing in financial services now. So everything has become digitized, from the marketing through the application process on the lending side. Mm-hmm. What we see and what we're active in with the Credit Union Lending Exchange is the idea now that the web is starting to attack through marketplace lenders, peer-to-peer lenders, the asset side of credit union balance sheets or their loans. And so we're our process of looking at that mega trend that's going on in the web, a specific trend in the credit union industry of digitized lending, attacking the asset base of credit unions and how they make their money, and the key part of being a credit union. Right? And so as we look at that, we see the marketplace lenders just taking over more, higher and higher percentages of business. So we, in our presentations, we show that marketplace lenders in just 3-4 years took 34% of the entire market for personal loans from nothing.
Wow.
34%. Credit unions only have 25% now. Personal loans have been a huge part of credit unions as they've grown from when they originally were just doing refrigerators, right, to vacations, to the entire process of personal loans. We don't think it stops there, though. I think that's really the most important part of our strategy. We think that what will happen is that each part of the asset classes, so car loans, small business loans especially, student loans, where Mike has a great background in, home equities and mortgages, are, as we see with Rocket, are all going to be attacked on this platform now. So in our case, we've spent a year now investigating different platforms and bringing the Credit Union Lending Exchange to the market now, and we are ready to go. We are 3 months away from being able to offer loans on it. We are signing up new clients and investors now.
Wow.
We're moving forward because we think it is the answer for the industry going forward.
Yeah, I mean, just in time for the new year, it sounds like.
That's right.
Good way to kick up. Mike, anything to add there?
No, I mean, Kirk really nailed that. What we're doing high level is helping credit unions digitize in the same way that consumers have come to expect from the lending clubs, the Prospers, the Cleveland Bonds, which is a company that I co-founded. That's what they've brought to market, and we're bringing it to the credit union space. We think credit unions are far better positioned to succeed, given their inherent strengths, of using that technology.
Yeah, because I was thinking while you guys were talking, it's like, and you hit the nail on the head here, Mike, with the term expected. Now it's, you know, this digitized stuff is not a novelty anymore. It's expected now. And especially with the younger generations with, you know, carrying around a mobile phone everywhere they go. So, I mean, it's an expectation. If you don't have it, you're considered a dinosaur and nobody's going to do business with you. So now you have to have this stuff. And Kirk, you're alluding to, is like, you know, it's here. We're in the midst of it. And now you gotta have it.
Mike, what's very interesting, going around talking to credit unions around the country about this. Large, medium, and small credit unions get this, and they're trying to figure out how to participate in this.
Yeah.
It really is from the beginning, from the marketing through the platform, which does the verification or the risk, the underwriting, to application through approval of the loans, through funding of it, and in our case also through loan participation. Mm-hmm. It has to be that holistic because that is what the marketplace is offering today.
Right.
It's convenience in your hand versus convenience in a branch.
Right.
Speed of a mobile device and digitization versus waiting going through a longer application process and waiting for a call back. About
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's funny because I have an interview later today about the future of the branch, you know, and so here we're talking about digitization, and now my next conversation is going to be about the branch. It's like, so I don't want to say we're stuck, but we're in the midst of this kind of a shift almost, you know. But I mean, the branch is still there and it still has a purpose, although it's evolving, but the digitization is just such a tidal wave right now. It's such a tidal wave that you better get on it. Nope, got a collection here. So what are we looking at here? I mean, what are we looking at? I'm sorry, go ahead. I think we had a delay there in our Skype coverage.
No, go for it.
So why is the credit union lending exchange, why is it important right now as opposed to 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, a year ago?
Well, I think that really a couple of reasons. One is what we just spoke about, is that the movement just keeps happening. That tidal wave you discussed is just occurring and just approaching the shores of credit unions, right? You know, you're at this point now where more and more market shift is happening. We've looked at credit unions' ACH files, and in relatively large credit unions,
mm-hmm.
$17 to $20 million of loans that are already outside their parameters. And you know that members are paying more that LendingClub and Prosper have captured. People are using it, it's happening now, and we have the ability to react now before it happens across other asset classes,
mm-hmm.
and to create a brand for those credit unions with digitized lending before these other guys.
Yeah.
You can do it at the lowest cost of capital. The lowest cost of capital really matters, because credit unions can win the market share here because they have the best rates.
You also see a lot of people talk about millennials and how important it is to be catering to that demographic.
Yeah.
And that they, you know, they go on their phone, they want Uber, it comes to them instantaneously. Why not the same for a loan? Well, the fact is, as we talk to more credit unions, we're finding is it's not just the millennials that are demanding that kind of user experience. And when you look at the consumers that are credit union members that are moving for loans to LendingClub and Prosper, Ernst & Young did a study and asked, why are you doing this? What's the main reasons? The number one reason wasn't rates, it was actually the user experience.
Really?
The simplicity, the ease of that experience, and that's what we're bringing to the credit union market.
Okay.
With the exchange.
So maybe rates is the secondary message now, because credit unions they'll have the rates. That's what they're known for. But the experience now is the primary message, it sounds like.
Well, if you know that you can have that great user-friendly experience through the credit unions with CU Lending Exchange, the same experience, the same quick and easy experience you're going to get with, you know, a common bond, a lending club, but you can now get it at that better credit rate.
Right.
You're going to unions take back some of the market share they may have lost over the last couple of years to these online lenders.
Yep.
Mike, I might add to that is that if anybody who's listening to the show, or if you've gone through the process on any one of these platforms, you hear about it in student loans all the time, you hear about it in business loans all the time, and I've been an investor in LendingClub as well as Apply, the process is amazingly smooth. It verifies transactions, it does risk modeling better, and the really important part is it communicates so well. There's always a portal available that tells you exactly the status of the loan.
Yeah.
And it digitizes everything. So if you need to present any information, you take a picture of it or you scan it and it's done.
Beautiful. I love that. Can't we all just have something like that in our lives with everything? So
just trying to make it easy.
I think that's about what's happening on the web today. I think almost everything's going the way you just said.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's the potential here? I mean, what are we looking at in 2017? I mean, because credit unions really want to know what's obviously we like to know what's coming, but what's right around the corner for them, and then how can we ramp up for 2017? Because it sounds like 2017 is going to be another big year for credit unions.
I think it is. I think that's the first point, is that credit union lending looks to be strong, particularly in the largest credit unions in the country, probably plus 10% again.
Yep.
Driven by all forms, but certainly cars and mortgages, primarily in the dollar amounts,
mm-hmm.
but all forms of loans look to be at positive trends for next year once again. So if that's true, and the competition is attacking on with these digitized platforms, You know, our answer is we think the market's answer, we think the credit union's answer needs to be about starting to put those platforms in, test them, build marketing and brand position now to win market share over time and not let those other guys get too far ahead.
And so what we do is we provide a white labeled platform, a white labeled lending platform that elevates the brand of credit unions. And where we're starting off today with personal loans, we'll soon after be going to small business, auto. You know, to Kirk's point, where you know there are so many products that credit unions offer, and the demand, the expectation for the consumer is going to be there across the board that they can get a loan in a very simple, user-friendly process. And we provide that experience and allow the credit unions to provide that in turn to their members.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I've heard the term at various conferences. We're always hearing the term, you know, the disruptors, how they're going to disrupt everything. But why can't credit unions really turn it on its head and go, hey, why can't credit unions be the disruptors? You know, why can't we be the disruptors instead of the disrupted, you know, and be there, be proactive and get there first?
And we firmly believe, and Mike can comment on this more than I can, but we firmly believe that financial institutions will be the ultimate owners of these platforms and be the disruptors.
Yep.
Marketplace lenders are struggling from a number of issues. One is cost of capital from their investor. Secondly is this current brand position they have. They have had some problems. And we think ultimately from significant regulations. So we think financial institutions are the answer to that.
Yeah.
They are particularly an advantage in cost of acquisition because they have bases of consumers that already trust them and is already known in the marketplace. If you think about regional credit unions, how well their brands are known.
Yeah.
We think significant issues on the marketplace lenders. Financial institutions will ultimately win. Credit unions have the lowest cost of capital. Uh-huh. Credit unions care about retail lending more than anybody else. Should ultimately win that market.
We feel that this model is disrupting the disruptors in many cases and bringing the market back to the credit unions that have the inherent strengths that Kirk talked about. You're taking the best from column a more efficient, user-friendly technology, giving it to credit unions in a way that elevates their brand, allows their lower cost of capital, their large user bases, and the visibility that they have from a regulatory standpoint to shine. And we see this as the first online lending 2.0 model. So you had the traditional financial institutions, credit unions, community banks, right, doing their thing, and then you had disruption come from online lenders. But for the reasons that Kirk illustrated and outlined, there are some weaknesses to that model. And the way that we see this model succeeding in the future is really through a partnership. It's fintech coming together with traditional finance, and particularly it's the credit unions. Then we think that they have the strengths to allow them to succeed in the market going forward.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, that was the term that I was thinking in my mind was credibility. And there was, especially when you were talking, Kirk, I was like, credibility. I mean, the credit unions already have that credible message. Like you said, it's the trusted resource in their community. So that's huge, huge feather in their cap. And when they have this type of technology and couple those two together, no brainer.
We're hoping.
Yeah. So to wrap up, guys, I mean, where can folks find out more about what you guys are offering and some more information on the trends that are coming down the turnpike here?
Sure. So the best way to learn more about what's going on at CU Lending Exchange, you can follow us on Twitter at @CU_lending. And you can check us out at www.culendex.com. There you can request a demonstration, speak to someone on the team, and we'd love to tell you a little bit more about how we can help your credit union.
Awesome.
But that is really where we are. We'd be thrilled to hear from anybody that would like to look at our presentation deck. And then if they're very interested, we'll demo the system and get started.
Right on. This is such good news for this industry. And I keep saying it over and over again. These are such exciting times to be in the financial services industry. It's a blast these days, just seeing everything, all the changes and the stuff you guys, folks like you, are coming up with and just making life actually kind of fun. So well done.
Thank you. And we are partnering with some of the other innovators, right? So we're looking, working with Credit Union Ledger, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, CU Ledger.
Again, a couple days ago. We think that's an important part of our platform going forward. So a lot of these innovations that you're talking about are also connected.
That's right. They're all kind of coming together.